Auto Press, episode 58. JP's back in live.
Studio. What did we do? Two weeks off?
It's good to have you back, JP.
2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
Yeah, I was pretty lonely in here.
Nah, you got over it.
I did.
But you got like the same nature sounds that I had when I was like outside of my house. I don't know if it's like magnified because of the microphones.
Maybe so.
Maybe you got crickets living in this room. I don't know.
Well, kind of close to a window. The refrigerator hums occasionally. You know.
Background noise of professional podcasters.
Definitely. You know, we've done 58 of these, or 57.
Yep. Before we get going, I just want to make one shout out. The logo played the stadium this week, made the cut.
Yep.
Low Athens member. Big deal. Keep himself on top there.
Also, they played at Atlanta Athletic Club.
Yeah, he said it was set up like a major.
Looked pretty difficult from the scores. Holy cow.
What won it? Like even?
I think even par.
Yeah, that's tough.
For 3 days. And they only played 3 days. And there
were hell of a field.
Yeah, Luke Schneider-Jans.
Brother of Ollie.
Yeah. Does he work with B. Hughes as well?
Ooh. Good question.
I don't know.
Good question.
But I did see that... He won in a playoff over Brett Barron.
Local member of the athletic club. Also former champ, right?
I think so.
Did he beat Spencer in the finals of the match play that one year?
No, that was a kid named Colin Bowl.
Barron won Bowles. It at Athens?
I think so.
Barron won at Athens.
Where I played on Sunday. It's kind of like my
semi. You played Athens on Sunday?
Yeah, it's kind of like my Sunday home course.
Man.
Or sorry, my home course away from home.
Ooh.
I got a late night, or not a late night, but a 7 p.m. text from Brendan. Said, come play Athens Country Club.
Yeah.
So me and Brendan and Kyle Stiles, who played in the State Am and missed the cut. And then a guy named Kyle Mueller, who played at Michigan. And I think he's got some
PGA
Tour Latino.
Finals of the USAM.
No.
Yeah.
Finally, no, he would have played in the Masters.
I think he did like 3 years ago.
No, you've got him confused.
Google him.
There's no way.
Maybe he was semifinals. It was in Michigan, the USAM, and he made an incredible run. It's Mueller. There it is. Golf USAM. I'm telling you, he made some. Maybe he didn't make it to the finals, but he made it deep. Semifinals, maybe.
Took down the medalist.
He was at Oakland Hills. We're on his Michigan website. Is he playing pro golf now?
Yeah. He's got some status.
On what?
I believe on the... He played on the McKenzie Tour.
Okay.
Let's see. It said 2016.
So what was he doing down here?
He's from Watkinsville.
Why did he go to Michigan?
Made it the match play.
Oh.
He said he wanted to play at Georgia, and he went there for a year, couldn't get on the team, and then he wanted to go to a big school, and Michigan had offered him and talked to him in the past, and so he transferred out of there. Loved it. And you talk about bombing it. So you played Athens Country Club with us not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know number 13, 14? So 12 is the long par three.
Yep.
13 is kind of the dogleg right.
Yep.
14 is just a dead straight.
Right after the Bloody Mary stand.
Yeah. There's a little stand there.
Yeah.
He flew it on that green.
God.
On 14. Flew it on the green.
That's 360, 370?
I don't know what the actual yardage is, but it was unbelievable.
Does he play out of Athens Country Club then?
No, he lives in Jacksonville.
He already said that.
No, I don't think I said that. He's from Watkinsville, lives in Jacksonville. But anyway, it was a good time. So I've,
who are the teams? Give us a rundown.
Me and Brendan played them, and it worked out well because Brendan shot 65.
Jeez.
So
what's par for Brendan right now at Athens Athletic Club?
Athens Athletic Club.
It's a better name than Athens Country Club.
That would
be a cool name if you name it.
When we went 3 weeks ago or a month ago, Brendan shot 64, and right. then he shot 65, and supposedly the day before we went, he shot 63. So probably 64. So he shot one over.
So he's ready to go.
He shot one over.
Man.
But you had a big weekend.
Had a little bit of a two-man scramble.
I noticed the Instagram post from the Pines. Where is in Millbrook? What is Millbrook close to?
It's next to Prattville.
Okay.
You know where like RTJ is down there?
Yep. I've played that one.
So it's about 10 minutes from Prattville. It's a suburb of Prattville.
Okay, I'll go with it.
Yeah. But it's a little city course there. Designed by probably the local, I don't know who it was back in the day. It's interesting. There's a lot going on at the Pines.
So it was a two-man scramble?
Two-man scramble. I took my buddy Jeff, who's getting married this weekend. Jeff, he's a little bit of a beginner golfer.
Okay.
He told me...
He was your partner?
He was my partner. He told me the second day, and I didn't know this. I thought he played a little bit more than this. And it's no knock on him. I don't care. He's getting married this weekend, so it was like a bachelor party for him. But he told me that Saturday was his first round in probably 3 years.
So you carried the team.
Yeah, we got it. I mean, he made some good putts. He had some good drives. We had a good time. We finished second in the Calcutta.
So you got some money?
We made some money back.
What did y'all shoot?
68,
67. Okay.
In the third flight.
Not bad.
Yeah.
What won the Calcutta?
The team we played was at 65.
So they won. Or second.
We were right there. We made two bogeys the second day.
Really?
Yeah. And we played with these guys. The first day, we're taking the flag. I mean, Millbrook, Alabama, you wouldn't think there's ever been COVID, nothing.
Coronavirus over there. Huh?
There were no dividers in the carts. I don't think they sanitized the carts. It's just a free-for-all. And we played with a couple of my buddies the first couple of days, or the first day. Cody. Cody. And Alex Balog. Who we mentioned worked with B. Hughes. So we played with them, and they're both former club champs of the Pines. So they kind of run the place, so we're just taking the flag stick out, even though they had a laminated card stapled to the flags. So it was stapled to the actual...
That said, don't take the flag out?
It said, please, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say, please, that becomes a choice for me. Right?
If it just says, like, don't take the flag out? If it just says,
don't take the flag out, it's like, ooh, like... I'm not going to do it.
Please don't take the flag out.
Well, you know what? Now I have an option. So we took it out. Then the first day, we were playing with these guys, and Jeff hasn't played tournament golf before. Not that this is like tournament golf. It's a two-man scramble, but we took the flag stick out on the first hole, and the guys yelled at us.
On Sunday.
So we kind of took a step back. We're like, oh, boy, this isn't going to be as much fun as we had yesterday.
Well.
Then they started playing slow, and... Whatever. Things happened.
Whatever. You had a good time.
Had a good time. My favorite thing about the Pines is their dress code.
I saw that picture.
I took a picture on Instagram. You guys can check it out. But I was thinking about it more today. You can wear, like, Stewart's wearing a t-shirt right now that he got from a race in Atlanta. The AGC Peachtree Road Race. You could wear that to play golf there. But if you wore just a plain t-shirt, you couldn't go tee off the first hole.
You couldn't wear a plain white t-shirt.
No.
It's got to have something on it. It
has to have something
on it. Some substance.
And I don't understand the rationale. At first, it read no undershirts allowed. So I'm like, you know, I don't wear an undershirt. It's great. I like that rule. But then I started thinking, can people really not wear a shirt like under the golf shirt? Or are they saying you can't play in an undershirt?
So like you can't play in a wife beater.
You can't play in just a plain white t-shirt.
I mean, the interesting thing is, what in the world happened for that rule to come into place?
I don't know. There was a guy playing in jeans, and it was probably 110 degrees. I mean,
jeans are okay.
Jeans are encouraged. But we asked him, why he was playing in jeans. We're like, dude, didn't you get a little hot out there? Like, I'm okay playing in jeans in the winter. You know, I'll play freeze out down here in jeans. I don't know if I can say his response on air, but he told us that he can't wear shorts because something is going to get burned. You can piece it together.
Our dress code does not allow cut-off shorts, undershirts, tank tops, and shirts without sleeves. So they're really after the white. You're right. The white t-shirts.
The white t-shirt is out.
Tank tops and shirts without sleeves and cut-off shorts. That's pretty funny.
It's a fun place, though. I mean, good people. They like to have a good time. They just like to play golf. There's always going to be an emergency nine. The golf course is playable for everybody. They made a few changes since the last time I was there. And actually, Cody and Balog, who I mentioned in the beginning, they won it overall.
And oh, nice.
There was a former big break champion in the field.
Tommy Gainey?
No, he's on the PGA Tour now.
Don Donatello?
No, I'll give you one
Kip
more.
Kip Henley.
Oh, my God. These are all guys that are still like carrying bags and playing a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, those are like the ones that I know.
You know
Jimmy Brandt.
Jimmy Brandt was down there hanging out.
Okay.
So Balog and Alex beat him, and it was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yep, good times all around. So oh, my second favorite thing about the Pines, besides the t-shirts, so they sell, it's a city course, but they sell beer out of the pro shop. Every beer costs $2.75, no matter what the brand. Guess what beer they run out of quickest?
Oh, it's got to be Natural Light.
Yep. You nailed it. So you could buy a Bud Light for the same price as Natural Light.
And people buy Natural Light.
People just buy Natural Light and they just buy it in waves.
That's some good clientele there.
Yeah.
God, wow. I mean, that stuff is so bad.
They have people show. They had the Calcutta on Saturday, and people come from the town to come hang out for the Calcutta.
I get it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. I mean, a suburb of Prattville. What else is there to do? What else is there to do?
But I got a lot of good friends down there, and it's one of my favorite places to be.
Cody sent a note to want to get in the DraftKings League, and he did.
He got in last week. He was fine. So he finished fourth.
If anybody else wants in,
yeah,
let us know your username. He sent me a.
Is he in this week?
I think so. So, just
shout out Cody.
Yeah.
Cody's down the road right now.
What does that mean?
He's in Buford.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should have had him come up in studio tonight.
I tried.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, where are you at, Cody? I tried to get him to play TNG.
Man.
Yeah. Can't win there.
Mm.
Told me he didn't want to get on the radio, but... Told me he could just
This isn't the radio.
Told me he could just hang out.
It's like when we had Spencer Austin on, and the only requirement from the Georgia people that was that it couldn't be live. You remember that? They were like, it can't be live. I was like,
I didn't
what
deal
is,
with them.
What is that? That's a weird rule, but okay.
Why didn't he play the stadium?
I don't know. He played the North-South.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know.
He was at the lake all weekend.
Well...
I'd rather go to the lake too.
So you didn't see a whole lot of the golf.
I rewatched the final round today.
It was good golf.
Yeah.
Other than, well, then it worked out perfect for you because I didn't see it live, but
right.
The coverage was.
So I didn't know that they had tape delayed it. So I pulled on my PGA Tour app Sunday morning when I was playing golf to try and see when they were teeing off. I was on Central Time and I'm trying to figure out how to time if I'm going to stay down there to watch the final round, whatever. And they're on, like, the eighth hole. So, come to find out, what is that? The second time we've been COVIDed by weather? COVIDed?
COVIDed.
The only tournament, the only sporting event on during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Has to be tape delayed because of weather. Twice.
Yeah, that's twice they've done that. Although, one of them was on a Saturday.
That's the one that B. Todd was in.
Yeah. I don't know. Supposedly, the... coverage cut out at 11 o'clock and they didn't get to show the playoff live and they were telling people to stream it on CBS Sports. I just don't know how they don't. It's the only, right. Literally the only sporting event and people are starving for sports.
I can't figure it out either. Like, I understand to an extent, okay, we've got TV contracts. You're telling me that you can't break a TV contract to... Like, hey, we're just going to transition all those commercials that were in the afternoon to this that's live that everybody wants to watch that they're tweeting us about.
And it was Justin Thomas and Morikawa.
Victor Hovland's up there.
Yeah.
It was a great tournament.
Yeah, definitely a great tournament.
You think Ricky Fowler got in trouble? He live streamed.
He was on Facebook there, Live?
Yeah. Or Instagram or something.
I mean, how on brand is that for Ricky to be out there waiting to congratulate JT?
He had a milkshake in hand.
I guess he had nowhere else to go.
He's playing there again. Andrew Landry was out there, had a beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see him. Yeah,
they were all sitting around the green. It was like, there were like five or six of them.
Okay, I only saw a picture of Ricky. I guess people trying to give Ricky a hard time.
Were they?
Yeah.
Jeez. He had a mask on.
Well, they're just because he's always there to greet all his friends.
I mean, he had nowhere else to go. And he did Golf World a favor by live showing.
Throwing it on his Facebook.
Yeah. Man, I don't... People are too sensitive.
Just let him have friends, right?
Right. Like, how much fun is it? Like, I miss being able to watch TNG finish.
Yeah.
Even when I wasn't in the run. It's fun to sit around and watch your friends finish.
Yeah.
Amateur events, if you play an invitational. It's fun to sit around and watch.
I'm with you.
And you're at a place like that, and now you've got no fans. You got nobody that's going to bother you. You can just go sit on the hill. Do it, Ricky. That's awesome.
Should have gone out sooner.
Yeah, should have walked the ropes. Just gotten inside, taken over the bag. I played this hole already. Here's where this putt breaks.
Yeah, I don't know. But Morikawa, I mean, that's his second win. He's missed one cut as a pro. 20-something events.
Mm-hmm. Lost in a playoff.
Lost in a playoff.
Kind of sketchy final putt there.
Yeah, and the egg and regulation.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you do that and then roll in that impossible-looking putt after JT makes a 50-footer first nuts. Playoff hole?
Can you imagine having fans there? No chance you get to even hit the second putt.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a tough two-putt for Justin Thomas.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Did you watch the final round?
I watched. So when I got home Sunday afternoon, it was on. And so I saw the last 18, then play 18 in regulation, and then I saw the playoff. I mean, I knew what happened.
Justin Thomas has some funny antics. Like, he's the logo for no laying up. You know, like,
yeah.
He's known to just point right, just four right. And just
exaggerates. He did that a lot with his 3-wood.
He was hitting away right. But there was one hole in the final round. It was either like 14 or 15. He had a 3-wood off the tee and smoked it. And the thing left the club face, and like Dottie Pepper's talking about where it's going to end up. And you just hear Justin Thomas, well, all the balls probably just getting to the fairway in the air. He's asking his caddy if he can get him a water out of the cooler. He's like, could you grab me a water bottle out of there? I mean, it was like just going through the motions of hitting that shot.
Just smoked it.
Just smoked it. And just, hey, what you got on going on over there? Give me a water. Give me a water.
So what do you think about, it's going to be a debate for ever, but Morikawa, Wolf, and Hovland.
I mean, it's hard to debate right now.
And thing with Wolf is, Wolf could have easily won
2 weeks
last
ago.
Week.
Yeah.
With DeChambeau, if things break, if he doesn't take an illegal drop, DeChambeau, and a few putts swing the other way, he could have two wins.
It's funny. All these guys, they kind of swing it similar, where they get at the top, and then they get to the 4:30 like B. Hughes teaches. I don't know if you heard Nick Faldo talking about it on Sunday. He was talking about how they lay it down. He's like, yeah, they look okay, but then they all just kind of get their hands in front of them and lay that club face down. So they're getting it laid off almost. And he tried throwing an underhand compliment like, yeah, if your timing's on, it works. It doesn't look like a lot of timing in their swing.
Morikawa looks so pure.
Yeah.
I mean, Wolf just... absolutely annihilates it. Hovland's to me looks a little funky, but
more.
I mean, obviously
made like three hole in ones.
Obviously, Wolf is very funky, but like on the way down, I mean, it looks like he just crushes it.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, Hovland looks just a little off. Morikawa just is so pure. But I think people give him a hard time about his putting, but how many times he hits it to 20 feet all day?
Right. If you look at percentages of what these guys make, you're not supposed to make those.
Right. And then he makes the one in the playoff. And yeah, he missed a short one in the playoff at the Charles Schwab back there a month ago. But it wasn't like it was an easy putt. It was a 3-footer in a playoff with breaking left to right outside the hole.
Yeah, the guy's amazing.
Pretty impressive. He's up to 13 in the world, I saw.
Morikawa is?
And
that's pretty. You know, that's got to be the quickest to get to that.
Well, they have that. So he's only played 25 events, and they have like the minimum divisor rule or whatever, what's 40. So if he played, if he just had 15 more events, he'd be like top 5 in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So he's hurt by not having as many.
He hasn't had enough opportunity.
Yeah. The funny stat that I saw was people were all saying, well, he's got more wins than he does missed cuts.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing about Tiger?
More majors.
They're like, Tiger for 15 years had more majors than missed cuts.
We were talking about that at Pueblo's, and I was
curious. How insane is that?
Does he still have that, maybe? If you take away the WDs.
I don't know. There was a rough run there for a little while.
Not a lot of missed cuts, though. Look how many missed cuts Tiger has. It's got to be there, I guess.
You've got... How many majors does he have? 15 majors?
15 majors now. He's got to have 15 missed cuts.
Yeah.
We got this new screen in here.
He definitely does not have...
This is my first week in a couple weeks without my own screen.
He definitely has more wins than he does missed cuts, for sure.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how you can results. Really...
They'll show you. You have to go up to career, I think. So go up a little bit.
Yeah.
Keep going. Career. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Jump back down. Where did it go?
Now you got to go back down.
Oh.
Man, we almost had it. There we go.
Career. 28 cuts.
28 cuts? Does that include WDs?
No, sorry. And 10 WDs.
So let's say the WDs count as a missed cut.
Still 38.
No, 18.
No, 28. He's got 20. He's missed 28 cuts and he's WD'd 10 times.
Oh, you think that's a combo thing?
Yeah. Look, because they're in separate categories. 2 cuts, 1 WD.
All right.
So 38.
But how many is a pro? Hold on. Let's look at that. So add these ones up. He was an amateur. 1, 4, 7, 8.
6, 7, 8 of
20,
them.
20 missed cuts as a pro.
30. If you count the WDs. 30 missed cuts. Since 1996.
Shoot, he's only played 361 tour events. That's not that many. Right?
He's made 328 cuts out of 361. That's amazing.
Tiger Woods is back this week.
Yeah.
We don't have to get in that yet.
No, we don't have to. One thing that I've thought of is, and why has the PGA Tour, they have all these cameras, and you saying Tiger made me think of this because he's on PGA Tour Live, which I signed up for a couple weeks ago when Brendan was in a featured group, and Tiger's in one this week. But how have they not gotten where they just have a camera at every tee box and every green where, I mean, you don't have to have anybody like manning it, where you can just click on, I want to see, and basically you could kind of follow every golfer if you're like, oh, he's on 13T. And you could see an overview of 13T and watch him hit. And then you could, okay, click on the green and watch him hit into the green.
Right. Well, you remember the players this year, they were going to do that.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, they had this whole thing that they were coming out where you could watch every shot from every player in the tournament.
That's right.
And then it got canceled for...
Damn, we got COVID-ed. Just blew
not
up.
Even. I don't even know what to call it anymore.
COVID-ed.
Yeah, COVID-ed. We got COVID-ed at the players, so we didn't get to see how that was going to work. But I've wanted that for years. Like, you can put trail cams up and see deer running around.
Well, they could just put it up. I mean, the amount of what they could charge people, they charge people $10 a month for PGA Tour Live, which I don't know how much longer I'll keep that, but I will be glad to watch, be able to watch every shot of Tiger Thursday, Friday. But I just,
how much are you going to watch it? You're working.
I mean, if somebody's, I got a couple monitors.
You got a job, Stuart?
Yeah, somewhat. Got two monitors. You can put one up. And
I could watch this on Thursday and Friday. Give me your login.
I'll have to remember it, but as long as it won't kick me out for you being in there, I will.
I'll just make my own. I don't care. $10 a month.
But I just think the PGA Tour is missing such an opportunity with that. But, you know, somebody like Bryson may not like it because it may hurt his brand.
Yeah.
If he gets mad.
Right.
So that was just something that I thought about, why they haven't quite figured that out.
Well, they did, but they haven't implemented it everywhere.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to see it. So I think because the PGA Tour owns the Players, that's probably going to be a big test run for it. You know, maybe there's licensing things at these other events where you can't do it.
Right.
Is this what I got to think?
So here's one of my other random thoughts, and I wrote some of these down. With people giving Morikawa a hard time about his putting, do you think you can dramatically improve your putting?
Bryson did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Like, how so?
I don't know what he did. I haven't talked to him. But he was not a good putter for a while. Arm lock.
Do you hit it better to putt better?
I think at that level.
Hit it closer?
Like, for him, maybe. And this is something I got from my college coach, Matt Mahanick. He told me that I hit too many greens when I was playing in college, so my putting looked like it was worse, like we were talking about. So maybe Morikawa goes for more flags. So he misses a few, then has to chip it up to like 4 feet. And then he starts seeing that ball go in.
It's just so...
Maybe it's a confidence thing.
It's so weird. I wouldn't
change anything with Morikawa.
Yeah.
He just beat Justin Thomas.
And his setup looks really pure, but then they said, I don't know if they said on TV or I read it somewhere, that in college he had the supposedly went through some putting yips.
He was probably in love. Girls do a lot of crazy things at the golf game.
I don't know. I almost think that you can't dramatically improve your putting.
You've searched it for years. I mean, you show up every Tuesday night with four different putters in your bag.
Two.
Have you ever improved it through doing any of that dramatically?
Not dramatically, but
what can you dramatically improve?
I don't know. I mean, when I was playing a bunch, I used to do remember the putting arc?
Yeah.
The big wooden one. I used to putt on that all the time. And then I'd do a drill where it made 8 3-footers, 5 5-footers, and 3 8-footers. And you had to make all in a row, or you had to start over. And that was really
But you're kind of going through the motions there. You know, I played tonight in TNG. We did a scramble tonight.
Yeah.
And Jeff Stowe was my partner. And Lee Rogers was on the other team. And 3 or 4 days a week, those guys go and have putting contests.
Yeah.
During lunch. They skip lunch and just putt for, I don't know what they putt for, but they're gambling on whatever it is. Those guys can roll the rock. And I got to think it's somewhat attributed to what they do there.
Well,
so, they're not just hitting the same putt over and over. They're in a bunch of different putts. They're putting pressure on the short ones, the long ones. They're going through the routine. They're hitting only one ball at a time. Maybe they're onto something. those guys, Jeff Stowe, we shot 11 under, I think, as a team in our 2-man scramble, me and him tonight. And he made 9 of the putts.
But you're a good putter.
Not like he was.
Really?
He gets it started online. Good speed. It's just...
Who was putting first?
We switched it later.
Okay.
We switched it after like 6 holes. I was like, dude, I'm not hitting these lines. You got to start doing it. Because he was putting first and making a bunch early. But I wouldn't have made him.
You wouldn't have?
No, I had no chance. That guy can putt. So can Lee Rogers.
Well, I'm not saying they can't putt.
And I think maybe how you practice has something to do with it. Maybe hitting 54 footers in a row isn't going to prepare you properly for how to play putting. Does that make sense? So like they're playing putting every day for an hour.
I was always working on my tempo.
But they're replicating pressure situations and going through it. And these guys aren't even elite putters.
Yeah.
Think about if you had done that. Think about when you're a kid. You're putting fearless. You're just doing putting contests. Probably a great putter when you were 12 years old.
I'm still a great putter. Sometimes.
Debatable. Some people might argue that.
I will.
Got to get back to the roots. Play catch with the hole.
I will, just because we give Lee a lot of grief on this program, but Lee has always been a good putter.
But has he always done these putting contests?
No, I don't know. I don't know. He's just always been a good putter. I don't know about Stowe.
I don't know. Stowe was getting that thing. I mean, it never looked like he was going to miss.
Don Jr. used to call Lee Rogers the human roller.
Really?
Yeah.
He got up over a couple. He had like a 25-footer for eagle on 6, and he got up and he didn't put a coin down at first, and Stowe and him go back and forth so much, and Stowe just said, hey, you going to put a coin down? He goes, I'm not missing this thing.
Made it?
Yeah. 25 feet, breaking left to right, down the hill.
Mm. All right, that's enough praise for Lee.
I don't know. It's fun. It's fun to praise Lee. Well, we did beat him up a couple weeks ago.
I know. So much that he texted us and told us his chipping had improved.
He's always been, from as long as I've known him, this is my last tire pump of Lee Rogers. He's always been a good driver of the golf ball, good bunker player, and a good putter. Everything else is questionable.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. I think you can live with that.
All right. We can go from Lee Rogers to your man crush, Tiger.
No.
Nope, sorry. Not yet.
I had a note here.
Okay.
The memorial this week is an invitational.
Yeah.
I get that from a standpoint.
120 guys.
120 guys, but why? Why not switch it and go back-to-back full fields? They just proved that they could do a full field last week. Also, the reason I started thinking about this, Chase Seifert finished 4th.
Yep.
And he can't play this week.
Yeah, and he should be in because of a top 10.
Yeah, but it's like if he had to play Puerto Rico last week, it wouldn't get him in.
But they do.
I get that in other years, but right now, it's a little different.
Yeah, and it's for more money. It's a bigger purse.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe that like you can finish 4th on the same course in front of the same people that are running it. And he's stuck. I got a good Chase Seifert story.
And look at this. The purse for the one last week was $6.2 million. This one's $9.3 million.
Yeah.
And it's got 36 less players. That's a huge
difference. They were saying Chase Seifert on coverage, but I always thought it was Seifert.
Yeah, I don't know.
When I was at Huntington.
Played at Florida State.
When I was at Huntington, he came and visited.
Where's he from?
He's from Panama City.
Okay.
And he came on the visit. He's a young kid. We had a few kids from Florida on the team. Or maybe just Chico. Maybe just one. I don't know. But they all knew the South Alabama panhandle. They all kind of know the same people. And we played the judge. And he shot like 86 or 88. Maybe 90. I heard three different scores this week on what he shot. And Mahanek was kind of like, hey, man, we're pretty good right now. You've got some potential, but I think junior college might do you a little bit better. Like, we've got our whole team coming back next year. You go to junior college, get a chance to play, and then come to Huntington. Like, I like you. You're a great person. I'm telling you, you got a lot of potential, everything. So we went to CAC. Played Little Point for 2 years. First year didn't do much, and then he just started winning everything. And then got recruited for Florida. Like, he was supposed to come into Huntington that next year.
And then he got
recruited by Florida State, played with Berger, Koepka, Hank Lobota, and now he's finishing 4th on the PGA Tour.
Two-time all ACC. Says he's an amateur, the first person in the history of Florida State Golf Association to capture the amateur, the Florida Open, and the match play all in the same year.
And the kid's got serious game.
He got good real fast.
He did. I mean, I'm telling you. I have there's witnesses to back up this recruiting trip that he took, and clearly we were way wrong, you know. But you wouldn't have gone to Florida and played with, or to Auburn and played with the guys at the time, shot 86 and thought you still had a chance, would you?
I don't know. A lot of those guys. It's funny how
much money has he made?
Some of those guys just figure it out.
He hits it far. He's 539,000 this year.
But he's 109 in the FedEx Cup, which is good, obviously.
They were saying that he locked up his playoff berth yesterday. Did the playoffs start like next week?
They start pretty soon.
Like Amanda Baliones was praising him. She's like, congratulations on locking that up. I mean, that's big. Getting in the playoffs gets your card.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've got, after the Memorial, they've got one, two. I mean, so you've got Memorial, then you get, they go to Minnesota. They have the World Golf Championships and the Barracuda out there, opposite field events.
So I guess he can't get passed by 16 people or whatever.
And then the PGA. And then the Wyndham.
The Wyndham is the playoffs, isn't it?
I don't know. Because it's only three events, right?
It is only three events.
So I don't. That may be a little premature to think he's going to be in the top 125 after one, two,
maybe three, they have the four points more events. I mean, Baliones,
she said he's going to make it.
Yeah, she congratulated him on making the playoffs right there on air.
I did see the tour came out and said,
it's always been funny to watch him play because, like, me, Cody, and Chico, we're the ones who played with him, and we'll always text each other when it's going on. And a couple years ago, he Monday qualified for the Travelers and shot like 64 in the final round to finish top 10. And that got him in the next week. I think he made the cut. And he had no status. And that money got him into the Corn Ferry playoffs.
And then he got on tour.
And that got him on the Corn Ferry tour for a full year. And then last year, he finished top 25 there. Now he's just rolling with it.
Yeah, you're right. 2018, he got in the Travelers.
Yeah, ninth. Oh, he didn't make the cut the next week.
He finished ninth, but he made 189,000 and then got on the Corn Ferry and graduated in 19 and now here's in 20.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's crazy.
But Cody took him this week in the top 10 at 24-1.
Pretty good.
So another shout out, Cody. Cody could have been here.
Man.
We missed out.
Yeah.
He missed out. So that's my Chase Seifert story.
Seifert.
But I'm pissed that he's not in the thing. I mean, well, you can't, I guess add he'll be one in the, more, you can't add one more player.
I guess he'll be in Blaine, Minnesota in a few weeks for the 3M Open.
Nice. That's all that.
Is that all your, is that cover your notes? Now you're ready to talk about Tiger?
My last note is milkshakes. They had milkshakes last week. That was a big concern of mine. Remember?
Yes, I do. You were worried if they were going to be making them or not?
I didn't know. Maybe they only make it from Memorial.
Yeah, and then Morikawa had there was a picture of him holding a trophy and a milkshake.
Yep.
I have to ask Brendan how good they are.
Does he have his caddy back?
He's back.
Why does he want him back?
On his back. I don't know. Maybe Charles Isles playing this week.
Are there any COVID groups this week?
No COVID groups this week.
Okay.
One last week.
So we'll start with Tiger. If Tiger had does Tiger even have to take a COVID test? Because you're not going to make Tiger withdraw.
I can imagine they just take it and then just don't report it. Don't even send it
in. Tiger's not letting somebody stick a thing up his nose. He's got such a head up on the game. He's just like, yeah, we're not doing that.
So you think along with not driving himself to the course, he's not taking a COVID test?
Yeah, Tiger and Joey LaCava were exempt from the COVID. I mean, could you imagine Tiger Woods not being in the tournament?
God,
this
that'd
week?
Be such a terrible story.
Right. It's just they're not going to let that happen.
You may be on to something.
You don't let your star player get COVID. Even if he does.
He doesn't have it.
I'd take COVID from Tiger. I don't care.
He hadn't played since. Well, I guess he was in the field at the. He was playing at the Players.
Yeah, he was gonna. He wasn't gonna do well there. He was hurt.
So now he's. Now he's back.
He's back. He made some comments today at his presser.
His presser.
His presser.
What'd he say? He
says that his back was a little tight in Riviera. It was cold.
He hadn't played since Riviera.
He hasn't played since Riviera. So he's had some time to warm up. He hasn't been watching a lot of golf. He commented about some political things.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He does a great job with that stuff, though.
Yeah, he does. He's kind of like Michael Jordan with it and just,
yeah.
Just stay out of it.
Republicans buy shoes, too.
Lots of them.
But he, from the tweets I read, it sounded like he was pretty good. He's been working on it, had some time to kind of step away and grind, and he's healthy. At least he says it. He says it. Always says it.
Yeah, so always.
Clearly doesn't have COVID because he's able to play.
What kind of odds can you get on Tiger this week? So Tiger this week to win 20-1. Bryson DeChambeau is the favorite at 8-1. I think Bryson may struggle a little bit this week.
Wow, he's a former champ.
The way he's playing right now, he's just bombing it, and I think they're going to have the rough up where it may actually penalize him a little bit.
But he also has to sit really straight.
I just think he's going to struggle this week. I would fade Bryson.
He hit 144-mile-per-hour club head speed the other day.
Do you think that was after he saw Brooks Koepka tweeting about him?
How about that?
Steroids?
So we talked about, and I don't know if you remember, but I was like, I wonder if he's going to get fined for that.
Yeah.
And then Paige McKenzie the next day says he should get fined.
And then Brooks, what, did the eye roll emoji at her?
And it was like, when you hear that annoying girl pop up on TV. What's he doing?
I don't know. Sitting around watching, waiting for people to talk bad about him.
He's not playing good golf. Did he miss a cut this week?
He birdied.
He rallied hard, but he missed it.
He birdied four of the last six, I think, to miss by one. I mean, he was not. God, there's my lock of the week. Will there be a hole in one this week? Yes. Plus 120.
Think there will be?
That somebody will make a hole in one this
Why?
Week.
Why? They don't make one every week?
That just seems like a good bet. Although, I will say, I wish the tour would have put Bryson and Brooks together.
Yeah.
Why would they
keeping them apart.
Why would they not?
Clearly, PGA Tour, you're making your own groups. Clearly.
Yeah, they 100%.
Oh, here we go. These are my favorites. Keep going.
American. Oh, yeah. You want to go back to the well on this?
Oh, the Australasian. VJ's plus 2,000.
That's who's this guy? Jason Scrivener.
I don't know.
Never heard of him.
I might.
Top English player?
VJ's not a bad bet there.
That's a terrible bet. He ain't beaten Leishman and Cam Smith.
Why? Leishman can't make a cut right now.
Jason Day finished top 10 last week. Home course.
Home course.
Hold on. Let's go to your...
No, I'm done with the Kung Flu.
You're not been on the top Asians
let's
anymore?
South African. I had a good run there.
So you got Oosthuizen, Erik van Rooyen. Golly, this is... I need to get you to say this.
Christian Bezuidenhout.
Wow.
Brennan Grace, Dylan Fratelli, Charles Schwartzel, Ernie Els.
Ooh.
Dylan Fratelli's coming off of COVID.
Yeah. There's a sleeper in there.
Who?
Christian Bezuidenhout.
Christian, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Is Tyrell Hatton playing this week?
Is he English or South African?
I think he's a continental European. Go back down here. What about this one? Paul Casey. Top GB in Ireland.
Plus 720. Oh, because you got Rory in there.
I like Paul Casey this week. Where were we going from when we started this?
We were looking at what Tiger's odds were, and then you got distracted by the You're like, oh, here we go. We're in the groups now. You've had a pick for all of them. Tried to say that VJ is a decent bet as a top.
I mean, VJ's been grinding, dude. It's a ball striker's course.
You could probably find a lot of people that book your action for VJ at 20-1.
I mean,
you got a lot to make up after your lock of the year missed the cut.
Well, I think Cal has COVID.
Yeah,
we didn't hear from him all weekend.
That's very true.
Did he didn't post anything.
He tapped out.
I think he was done.
I mean, I would be too.
Well, I mean, he's trying to hide from David Luttrell. David Luttrell's coming at Cal.
Yeah,
lost his house.
You can get Brendan as the top American.
He's not the top American.
Well, as the top American at
80-1.
What a deal.
Yeah, there's a lot of Americans in the Ogletree.
You know how I saw his back is Dart McGirt.
Yep.
William McGirt is back.
He's played a couple events in the Corn Ferry.
Has he done okay?
No.
Had hip surgery.
Yeah.
It's got to be tough. He posted an Instagram video, and his swing was long.
Really?
Yeah, for him.
Didn't used to be.
No. Loosened up that hip. So, what do you want to see for your lock of the week? You going back on a group? You going top American?
Well, it's not me. I didn't get the lock of the week.
That's
this
true.
Week.
I forgot.
I got a couple of Lees.
Yeah.
Lee made a couple picks. I told him that I haven't heard from Cal or my brother on any picks this week.
That's dangerous.
So they're either hurting, looking for new jobs. I don't know what they're doing. Where are you guys? I know my brother's got a golf tournament this weekend. He's got the Rochester District Championship.
Is that a big tournament?
Oh, yeah. The John H. Ryan Memorial. It's a major.
Sounds big.
Won by Gavin Hall. Never won by Dominic Pizzelli.
Well,
won by John Kircher.
Dom won't come on the podcast still.
Dom's still dead to us. But he's still 430. Playing this week.
That's good.
He's on the Corn Ferry again. These are good here.
Oh, these props.
Tiger
bets.
Woods hit the fairway.
Yes, it's plus 225.
No, minus.
Sorry, I meant minus 225. I take no.
Yeah. You want to split that?
Sure. He'll definitely miss the fairway.
So $20 on that.
Number of... Oh, my God. This is dangerous. Number of pars. Bryson DeChambeau's longest length of drive, 380. Under. Length of longest... Driving around one over 355. Oh, man. Tournament matchups. Good grief.
There's a lot going on, dude. The betting board is wide open.
Are there always this many on this website?
Yeah, before the tournament starts.
Hey, what about how much is it going to affect Tiger playing without
with no
a crowd?
I think it'll help him.
You think?
Yeah.
Even on Sunday coming down the stretch? Well, he's not. I'll go ahead and tell you, he ain't going to be in contention this week.
I think that it'll help him.
He can't keep up with Bryson and Brooks.
Sure, he doesn't have to. Brooks.
I should say Bryson. Can't keep up with Bryson.
I don't think he needs to. I think he gets... How many times has he won here? Like 11? I think he's played... This is his 18th go-around here.
What's going to be... What is a finish that Tiger could have that you would think is a... good finish. Don't say win.
He won the Zozo after not playing for a while.
The Zozo. That was against like 30 people.
It was against the PGA? No, it wasn't. It was a full field PGA
against
Tour
event. Against a bunch of South Asians.
Okay. I think he wins.
No way.
Why?
I don't think he finishes in the top 20.
You don't think he...
that may be a little aggressive. I'll say top. Top 15. Because I was going
to
say...
If we were to re-listen to some of these... I think you owe me like a sushi lunch.
What was that from? I do owe you a lunch from something.
Yeah. I think you want to bet. You want to bet a sushi lunch that Tiger finishes in top 20?
No, I'll say top 15.
I'll take it.
Okay.
sushi burrito lunch next week.
Yeah, we can probably go Friday after Tigers.
You think it'll be done on Friday?
I just do not have high expectations.
He said in his presser he doesn't enter tournaments if he doesn't think he can win them.
He's going to shoot like 39 on his front nine. Oh, he's going to battle.
We didn't even get that action on the first. Has he ever hit the first fairway?
No. I don't even know what hole he's starting on. I don't think it really matters.
No, he always hits some duck hook or a skank and then gets it near the green. Although he'll probably have some iron off the tee.
I would just bet on him to make a bogey.
On the first hole?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you're hating on Tiger.
I'm just not. He doesn't play enough.
Do you think for these guys, like there's one advantage that's going to hurt him. The fans follow him so much that they make so much noise around the other guys. Like,
throws them off.
When he still walks out there this week, are they still going to be in awe? Like, when Tiger walks on the range, are they still like, here comes the man?
Probably.
They should play that Johnny Cash song. You know that song? When the man comes to town.
Just
there's my karaoke debut.
Just have it playing.
We should play that. Do you have it?
No.
We should have done it when we started talking about Tiger.
Let's see. Be Todd with Ricky Fowler and Zach Johnson.
Featured group. Tiger, Rory, Brooks right there, right behind him.
Off a different side, though.
Oh, man. But he's going to be on the range next to him.
Yeah. Start on them. There's no chance. Look at that fairway. No chance he hits that fairway.
You think I could get a job for the PGA Tour the rest of the summer?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Like shot tracker or setting up stuff?
I don't know why you couldn't.
I wonder if they're hiring. Can you talk to Brendan about that? Like, real life? He's got to know somebody, right?
Tell him you need a job with ShotLink?
Well, just like some sort of production job.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
I'll run cable. Whatever.
You just want to be on the grounds.
Well, then I'm on the grounds.
You have to get tested for COVID, though. Nah. Could you pass a COVID test? Every week?
Yeah, I've got the antibody.
Yeah, you've been in New York a bunch. You definitely have.
I've been in New York. I took this less seriously than anybody else in America.
And you never got it.
Never got
it. Well, yeah, you did. You have the antibodies.
I got the antibodies. I went to, when this started, I started Instacarting. I went to 150 different grocery stores.
You were killing Instacart.
Yeah. Most of those are, that's before the mask ban. Or the mask, not ban, mask requirement. So most of my grocery store journeys were pre-mask.
I mean, yeah.
Survived.
You made it.
I'm a survivor.
You just have a robust immune system.
I'm not making light of the COVID. I mean, Dylan Fratelli had it.
No symptoms.
Cameron Champ.
No symptoms.
Quickest recovery ever. Tested negative the next day.
Nick Watney knew he had it because his whoop told him that his score went way up.
Danny McCarthy. How many whoops are in TNG now? Tell everybody about the whoop.
I got the whoop. John Wright.
Lee Rogers.
Latimer. Chris Latimer.
And you guys are on the team with Brendan Todd, so you all track each other.
Yeah. Give recovery scores.
I wonder how my whoop would be so pathetic.
That's why you should do it. So John Wright says it's just a level of accountability.
That's a good point.
We're on the Springer Mountain team.
Could I get on the team if I get it?
Yeah.
You'd put me on the team?
All you do is, yeah.
What is it, 360 for like 3 years?
For a year and a half.
But can I wear my watch? I'm not even wearing my watch. Jeez.
I just wear both.
You wear both? John Fields of the University of Texas. He has a Rolex that was given to him from Tim Herron after Tim Herron's first win. Then he's also got an iWatch, Apple Watch.
Wears both?
On different wrists.
I like it.
Is that an autopress? That's been a discussion for a while.
That's pretty close.
We were talking about it when the whoop was like mandated on the PGA Tour. And I guess that they're in like a Texas golf coaches, like all the high school coaches that do it. So I'm not invited because I'm not in Texas. But they were wondering, if John Fields got a whoop,
where would he put it?
One, would he wear it? Two, where would he put it? I brought up the point. He's also wearing a chain link bracelet. So You could just have it like that.
It's a lot.
How did Apple not get involved with the Whoop?
I don't know.
You got to tell me more about it. I might have to get one tomorrow to be on the Springer Mountain team.
The Whoop
level of accountability
gives you a strain for your day, a recovery, what you need to do.
Man, some of my days would look bad.
I will say,
yeah, yesterday would have been pretty pathetic.
Alcohol, when you drink alcohol, your recovery score is poor.
I don't understand. How does it know?
Because it measures. Measures how much you sleep, your heart rate variability, your respiratory rate, like how many times you're breathing a minute.
Jeez, I don't want to
throws all this in there, and it's impressive.
It'll be impressive when you see my scores.
Yeah. So, looking at this, so this is my respiratory rate, which is everywhere from 14.8 to 14.1. So Nick Watney. His went from, and it doesn't vary much. Nick Watney's went from like 14.5 to 18. And that's when, and then he felt bad.
So he got the COVID.
So they say if you start feeling bad, this rate will go up. And
you have to charge it.
It has a little thing that clips onto the top of it, like a battery pack. It just slides on there. Supposedly the battery can last up to 5 days. Most times at night for like 15 minutes, I'll just charge it.
Take like a shower and charge it. Is it waterproof?
The battery pack is not. Like you just slide a little attachment.
Oh, while it's on your arm?
Yeah. Like it's if annoying.
So it never comes off?
No. It's measuring your heartbeat. You need to get one, JP.
Could I do it for like a week, see my scores, and then decide to join the team?
Sure. You don't have to join the team.
Is it judgment-free?
Absolutely.
I don't know. This makes me nervous.
It's absolutely judgment-free.
I've got John Wright's promo code.
There you go. He needs another free month.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
He just gets attacked on? Yeah. Are they paying for Brendan Todd's?
No, they gave them to all the PGA.
That's what I'm saying.
So, technically, they give you the strap.
Right. But what about his membership?
I mean, it's free.
God. Those who don't need it, get it, right?
All the PGA Tour and the Corn Ferry guys. And
what about the caddies?
Probably not.
Could he sign me up as a caddy? Give me that whoopee, Todd.
We need to go back and get Cal's.
I just texted him.
Lock of the week, lock of the year.
I just texted Cal for one lock, asking him if he was okay. He gave me a top 10 pick.
Just for I can go ahead and tell you, oh, we're doing this, aren't we?
Yeah.
Tiger is not going to hit the fairway.
He will now.
You can mark it down.
He will now.
Plus 160.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Nope. W.
That's crazy. Plus 160 for him to hit the fairway? He never hits it.
Not at Augusta. Maybe here.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talks. You hear that, JP?
Here comes the money. Money.
Sounds like, it sounds like everybody's bookie that listens to this podcast.
Ching, 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 yeah. Ching, ching. Yeah, man. Cal set him up last week. Ben On
only missed a cut by a shot. He got kind of screwed by that rain delay. And then Sungjae Im had a bad weekend. If Ben On, where's he at this week for that?
I didn't even see him.
Press control F. There he is for something. Oh. What's that for?
72-1 to win.
80-1.
Oh.
80-1 to win. I got one lock of the week from our source who tested positive for COVID.
But he's okay. He's on the mend.
He's okay. He's still able to go on the internet. He said Gary Woodland top 10 risk 40 to win 151.
Woo. It's going big on the top 10 from Gary Woodland.
So that's what? almost plus
3-1.
Yeah, almost four to one, depending on where you get it. He liked
Gary
that
Woodland
one.
Top 10.
I also got a couple from Lee Rogers during dinner tonight.
Okay.
He was big on the Maverick McNealy top 10.
Ooh, that's got to be some good odds.
It was plus 1645.
Some really good odds.
So you bet 25 to win
16 and
411.
16, top 10. 16 to 1.
Yeah, pretty good. And he also was big on Graham McDowell. 25 to win 562. Top 10.
That's interesting because Sam Cuvion texted me earlier today or tonight and was asking me how Graham McDowell would have never played in the Memorial. And I said, I don't know. I guess he
probably chose to play in like the Irish.
Yeah, it's a, it must have just fallen somewhere in the schedule, yeah. Or he doesn't like the course. Or
it might have been during the Irish Open. Like, has Rory played much in the Memorial?
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting that, but now Lee Rogers likes him for a top 10.
Yeah, likes him for a top 10. I don't hate that one. Actually, I like both of them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's bad.
Along with Tiger to not hit the fairway.
Tiger to not hit the fairway. There's also...
I'm just suckered in by... My lock of the week would be that there will be a hole-in-one. I know that's only plus 120, but...
There wasn't one last week.
I don't care. Better players this week.
There's only 120 of them.
I don't care. Will there be a hole-in-one? Yes.
I say no.
Somebody will make a hole-in-one.
I say no.
No, I will do plus 120.
Some of these things are so inviting.
It just seems so easy.
Paul Casey, I think, is a good value bet this week. I think he's going off. What's Paul Casey going at to win? Like 80 to 1?
He can't be that much, can he?
Press Control F. If you press Control F, you can find names. So you'll find Casey. So he's at 64 to 1 there.
No, it's 56 to 1.
No, 64. Oh, 56. You're right. Looking at Adam Hadwin.
56 to 1.
Some people are getting in on that Paul Casey bet. Jeez.
46 to 1 to be the first round.
That's first round leader. So keep
So the first one was...
Oh, to win outright.
To win outright, Paul Casey. Which he's a ball striker.
He's sneaky.
How could you... I mean, a first round leader. You talk about just throwing a dart.
That's where the bookies really that's where the bookies really play that song.
I mean, I get it, you get some high odds, but literally I feel like you could get anybody in the field.
Right.
Like top Englishman plus 330 for Paul Casey, top Great Britain and Ireland.
I don't hate that
plus 720. I don't either, cuz Rory, you're not real sure what you get sometimes. Justin Rose has played good some.
I don't hate that top GB and I deal for Paul Casey at 72 to 1.
Top 10.
7 to 1.
Good. Almost 6 to 1 for a top 10 for Paul Casey.
Yeah, but you're playing less people. Well, I guess Rory's going to finish top 10 probably.
3 to 1 for a top 20 for Paul Casey.
Jeez, free money. That might be the lock of the year.
Paul Casey.
Call your guys right now. Top 20?
Oh, what's Tiger Woods? Top 20.
Right here.
Plus 127. So we've got a pretty fair bet with the top 15. That would probably be pretty close to even money.
Yeah. The Tiger was in two tournament matchups against Xander Schauffele's and Webb Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And he's underdogs in both of them.
I mean, I don't doubt it.
You really think, like, the greatest player to ever play, back in his prime, feeling healthy.
I mean, what else is he supposed to say?
Look, there it is.
Plus 125 against Xander, plus 120 against Webb.
I think those are good.
I'd take Webb all day versus Tiger.
You would?
Yeah.
Man. I was talking about you can see once in a while that they'll put like an over under 71 or 70.5.
Yeah.
You think these guys ever get to like Sunday and they see their over under and they're in like 40th place maybe, and they text their buddy, "Hey, it's over under 70.5. I'll shoot 75 today. Bet your guy." You know? I hope it doesn't happen. That'd be, that's some Pete Rose crap, right?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that happens. But they're playing for way too much money.
Yeah, but they could put $1 million on themselves.
That may set off some some alarms.
Probably. You're right. You don't get banished from the sport. Don't listen to me.
Well, who's your pick to, other than all the other locks, who's your pick to win?
I think Gary Woodland gets it done.
You're hot on Gary Woodland. Why are you so hot on Gary Woodland?
He got off to a bad start, and then he rallied last week, barely made the cut, and then finished fifth.
Yeah.
I mean, he won the U.S. Open a year ago.
I think I picked Patrick Cantlay last week. He backdoored a top 10.
He did.
Got me a few points in the Ponzi pool. Victor Hovland finally got on the board in the Ponzi pool.
I didn't even look.
I don't know. A lot of good picks this week. I don't know who I really like. Not Bryson, not Tiger, not Rory. Probably means one of those three will win.
I'm with you. I can't see Bryson running hot again, even though we do bet on that. You know who's a good value?
I think I'll go Hideki this week.
Keep scroll down a little bit more.
He's had some good weeks. He recently played okay last week.
Is Streelman in the field? There he is.
Streelman's been playing well.
Yeah, what's he at?
56-1.
What's he at for a top 10?
Streelman.
That might be a good value bet right there.
I think he ended up... Did he end up top 10 last week?
I think so.
I know he shot like 64 on... that's probably top 10. No, top American. That's going to be top 5...
Top 10.
Streelman. 5.5 to 1.
That's not the
better
worst.
Odds than Paul Casey. They know Streelman's been playing well with those sunglasses on the back of his head.
Paul Casey hasn't been playing.
Oh, damn. What the hell was that?
What?
Bug just dropped down.
Probably COVID.
Talk about all those nature sounds.
Blame everything on COVID.
All right, well... You got anything else for the listeners this week?
Nope. I'm out. I'm fresh out.
Are you going to be in town next week?
Yeah. I think I'm in town, like, going forward.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it.
Yeah.
Can't have you sneaking off.
Madeline comes down tomorrow.
Oh, yes. We're going to be ready now.
But she gives me Tuesdays.
She knows.
She knows my Tuesday.
She knows.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll be back live and in studio next week.
In studio. Play When the Man Comes to Town.
I don't have that.
YouTube right there.
Yeah! Great putt, man. Ooh.